Hi there, this is Catherine Sayo. I'm founder and director of Lipedema Simplified and the executive director of Lipedema Project, and you are at the Living Well with Lipedema mini podcast. Welcome. I have with me here today Nobuhle Williams, who is a wellness coach. She works with Lipedema ladies, and welcome, Nobuhle.
Hi there, Catherine. Thank you. And hello, everyone. I am Nobuhle, and I am also a stage 4 Lippy Lady and a wellness coach for Lipedema Simplified. My focus for these flash briefings is to share a variety of options available to empower you to holistically reach your wellness goals. It's important that you learn what options best fit you and then begin to adopt those options as a part of your lifestyle. Today, I'd like to share one of the physical aspects of managing lipedema that I utilized, and it's called complete decongestive therapy. Now, complete decongestive therapy is a combination of treatment options that, when properly implemented, has been proven to result in a tremendous amount of success. These options include manual lymphatic drainage massage, bandaging or wrapping, compression therapy, exercise, and skincare. In my case, I was diagnosed with stage 4 lipolymphedema back at the end of 2018. Armed with that diagnosis, I was then equipped to begin the implementation process. First, I sought out a physical therapist that had treated lipedema patients before. This resulted in almost an hours-long drive each way to physical therapy, but boy, was it worth the trip. My therapist began performing manual lymphatic drainage massage to stimulate lymph movement. I had no idea how much sludge I had just sitting stagnant, blocking my lymphatic flow until the bathroom started calling my name. Immediately after the massage, she began wrapping my legs with short stretch wraps up to my knees. Fluids began moving so fast that the wraps would begin to slide down to my ankles after less than 24 hours. Fortunately, however, I had videotaped her wrapping me the first time so that I could learn how to do it myself. And this training really did come in handy because I found myself having to rewrap my legs several times per week. Meanwhile, I had also begun swimming twice a week for between 45 minutes to an hour. Swimming in itself provides a natural form of compression. In the process of time, I began to notice that I could stand and walk quite a bit longer than before without pain slowing me down. After a substantial volume reduction, I graduated from short stretch wraps to Velcro wraps. These are also called reducers, and this time the objective was to wrap me up to my groin. And wow, my knees and thighs began to start shrinking. It was during this time that I also added a compression pump to my daily routine. And then finally, I learned the importance of proper skincare. People with lymphedema find it very easy for their skin to become infected. Cuts, scrapes, and bug bites can trigger the onset of a very painful and sometimes very serious bacterial skin infection called cellulitis. To better protect my skin, I switched to a low pH lotion and noticed the difference within just a couple of weeks. Before the switch, my skin around my ankles looked like they belonged to an elephant. They were dry, wrinkled, and discolored. But since the switch, the colors returned to normal, and all my doctors have actually even begun noting in my records how my skin has become so soft and supple. These are just a few of the things that I incorporated in order to manage lipedema. And 90 pounds lighter, I've discovered that incorporating complete decongestive therapy has provided wonderful results for me personally. There are many other treatment options that can be added to your regimen as well that can help you take authority over lipedema. Your task is to find which treatments work best for you and then implement them. Thank you for joining us and take care.
Thank you, Nobuhle. That is so good. And I do a lot of those things, but I have to say, I just enjoyed hearing you talk about it. So thank you. If you're listening to us for one of the first times and you haven't yet subscribed, please go to lipedema-simplified.org/flash. You can subscribe to our daily briefings at Apple, Spotify, and Amazon Alexa. And you can get our tips, tools, and tidbits of information that can help you live well with lipedema. Many blessings and have a wonderful day. Hi there. This is Catherine Sayo with a very quick and exciting announcement. Just to let you know, our three-day event, Heart to Heart, is coming up March 31st, April 1 and 2. Make sure you don't miss it. We have speakers coming from all over the world and an amazing schedule for interaction with all of the community. It's going to be spectacular. Go to lipedema-simplified.org and be sure to click the link to get more information. And we'll see you there.